2 weeks of negotiations in Madrid on tackling global warming, delegates from almost 200 nations passed declarations calling for greater ambition in cutting planet heating greenhouse gases and in helping poor countries that are suffering the effects of climate change. But they postponed until next year a key decision on how to regulate global carbon markets.
I mean, this conference in Madrid is really a down point for the entire multilateralism on climate change. And it's now up to the European Union with the Green Deal to go ahead with a clear vision of a carbon-free, neutral economy.
That's Martin Kaiser of Greenpeace Germany. Carbon markets put a price on emission of carbon dioxide, the main greenhouse gas, and allows countries or companies to trade emissions permits that can be steadily reduced, encouraging the uptake of low-emission technologies. 16 deaths now confirmed, 2 bodies remain missing in New Zealand after recovery teams returned to the volcanic White Island. Phil Mercer reports for VOA.
Search teams have failed to find the bodies of the last victims of a volcanic eruption in New Zealand. The authorities said they faced unique and challenging conditions. The water has been contaminated by the volcano, and divers had to wear special protective equipment. Another victim is thought to be near the crater. On Sunday, recovery teams again landed on the island, but neither of the missing 2 bodies have been found. It's unclear when another recovery attempt will be made. Phil Mercer, Sydney, VOA News.
China has suspended the planned additional tariffs on some U.S. goods who were meant to be implemented on December 15th, the State Council's Customs Tariff Commission said today after the 2 countries agreed to a Phase 1 trade deal on Friday. This is VOA News. A senior North Korean military official said that